Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590, The Fan, Angelo Viola, Stephen Labadie, Derek Brandeo, on this wonderful weekend. Yes, it is a wonderful weekend, damn it, if I do say so myself.
It's beautiful when we came in here, and there's no windows, so I can't see what it looks like
now. Wonderful. It's got to be wonderful. We're on the air. One of our listeners put up an interesting message. He said, on the long weekends, this show should get extended to 3 to 4 hours long. Like, we don't, 2 hours ain't enough.
Yeah. So you're going to ruin my weekend, right?
Give me more. I would do it. I'd do it in a heartbeat. I'd be with you all day if I could. But, you know. Another one says, by the way, you're not giving us your names, so if you don't give us your names, I can't say, you know, Bill or Jack or Mary or Debbie. But this one person says, I am listening to the show and watching Fish in Canada on the PBR. What a rush.
Multitasking.
That's cool. That's cool. Of course, if you're watching the show, this weekend show, Fish and Gator Show, you know that it's my grandson Nick and I down in the Bay of Fun Day having at it with some incredible sea run stripers, striper bass. All righty.
Let's do it.
You have to get the scream in there, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That means it's time for our in-house meat monger. His name is Sean Kelly. People have been asking about you all day on the chat board, Sean. They said, where is Kelly? We want Kelly. And there he is. Morning, Sean.
Morning, guys. How are you today?
Wonderful. We had your man on the show earlier on, Mr. Brunt.
Yes, he's always got something nice to say. I told you about his wife telling me to shut up, right?
No.
Yeah, we were at dinner at in the Cayman Islands there one night, and I was talking to her about Trump, and she basically got up and told me to shut up and left.
There's a surprise. That's never happened to you before, Sean. You must have been in shock. Like, how do you deal with that?
It hasn't happened since this pandemic started, that's for sure. And my life hasn't changed much. I'm such a loner anyways that I don't have any friends, so I don't notice the difference. Everybody's complaining. I'm going, what's the difference here?
Exactly. So you and the Wonder Boy here, Stephen Labadie, started a contest last week. You kind of sprung that on me.
Yeah,
and
it on me, too.
I understand it's now come to fruition. And perhaps the two of you would like to share that with the audience.
Yeah, it's all Sean. Go ahead, Sean.
Well, we like I said, we said, open up your fridge. Everybody's complaining about being stuck at home. Open up your fridge. Send us some pictures. And we'll pick one that we like the best in respect to what we can do with it and also the uniqueness of it. And we got a winner this week. A former customer from Port Credit. Her name is Sharon Arndt. I don't know how to spell that, say that properly, but she's our winner. And she took a picture of her freezer, which had water buffalo and kangaroo in it.
Now, how do you know that was water buffalo and kangaroo? I have to ask you that.
Because one of the reasons she won, it had our label on the package.
Ah, so she knew how to lay out a picture, let me tell you.
Yeah, she went to the store that Saturday, picked up those two things.
Yeah. I got you.
That's a win-win if she did that, isn't it?
Okay, and so the story was that you guys would then pick one, and then you'd prepare a meal with those items that you saw in the photo, and that person would win some meat from you. Is that correct?
That's right. A $200 gift certificate, which Sharon has won.
And perfect.
We prepared a water buffalo stew, and I have sent Steve the pictures on Facebook, on email this morning. We'll get the recipe posted up to go with it shortly, and we'll try and do it again.
That's why I got six different emails with one photo attached. I'm like, what is this?
There you go.
Well, I don't have it. I'm like Ange, I don't have a right-hand man.
Okay, yeah.
Exactly.
Why am I here then?
So
remember before you used to complain you never got them. Now you're getting them. You're saying getting too many.
Exactly.
Never happy. Never. Never.
Never. Never.
Oh, I'm always happy.
No, he's not. Don't believe him. So is preparing water buffalo stew any different than, say, venison or anything else?
Water buffalo has a little bit more fat in it, so you've got a little bit more opportunity to braise it a bit more. But again, the most important thing for me is with a stew, you never cook the meat fully through. You just give it some color on the outside, And again, with stew, you're usually using a lesser cut. So you get it cooked on the outside, and you let the moisture or the broth that you use, let that cook the meat, so you're not drying it out.
Okay. Now,
I always thought it'd be very similar to making, not trying to be funny, Ange, but making pasta with meatballs and things like that. I don't think you cook the meatballs all the way through. You cook them to a point that they're going to stay together and let the sauce do the cooking.
Well, when you say cook, that's why I was just going to ask you, because when I do my stews, I mean, they're in there all day. So they get cooked. They get well cooked. But you're not considering that cooking.
Don't dry cook the meat ahead of time.
Right.
Because then you're going to lose all that moisture that comes out of the meat. It's in your pan. It's not in the meat anymore. Braise it so you're giving the outside of the meat a bit of a coating to hold whatever moisture is still in there, and then throw your broth in there and cook it for as long as you want.
And that's what I used to do. That's exactly what I used to do. Now, I say used to. Back in back in the old days. That's my last stew. That's exactly what I did. So that's why I was curious when you say cook the meat.
The old days was when I was closer to you and you could get free meat once a week.
Yes, exactly. That was a long time ago. My God.
That was the social distancing, you know.
Yeah.
You can't even get near me.
No.
I'd have to throw the meat at you.
You'd have to throw it. You'd have to, You can't even airmail it because the planes aren't flying.
Leave the freezer in the backyard.
Something. I don't know. We'll get it fixed.
Dropping on, I know your truck. I just drop by, you know. Usually just put it on the hood of the truck and then beep once and then off I go. I've done that 5 or 6 times this week.
Have you? Is that what you're doing? You're just dropping stuff off, eh? That's weird.
That's right. It's a small town here. I mean, you know, it looks like it's garbage anyway, so nobody's going to touch it, right?
Yeah. Craziness. Everything going well with you during this pandemic?
It's, you know, I mean, I'm not, the world has changed. It's gone back probably 30 or 40 years in respect to people and their meals. Everybody's eating at home now. They're cooking at home. Our business is crazy. It's busy. I think what we've, and a lot of people, I think I mentioned this last week up in the Blue Mountain areas, the second homes here are actually homes.
Right.
And when this started here about a month ago, everybody said, well, screw that. This is where I'm going to stay until this is over. So most people, like I said, they're professional people, so they can work from home. So they've hunkered down here. Their family's all here. And our population is usually 7,000 during the week. Now it's probably 30,000. And they're, again, it's just, and again, I mean, you just see the difference in the fact that all the restaurants are closed. You know that 50% of the dollars were spent outside the house on meals before this happened? That's the trend that was going. And now, 90% of people are eating at home. So that's why you see lineups at grocery stores, because they're going in and in and in, right? Like I said, we're very lucky here. We're in a good spot here. We take orders ahead of time. You just pull up and throw in your car. And we got a small store. There's only 2 or 3 people in here at a time anyway, so there's no issue with that. But, again, it's bad circumstances for the world. But as far as what we do, it's a good time. And, again, everybody up here is in a great mood. And we have actually zero, a count of zero up here as far as incidents with the disease.
Well, keep that up. Keep that up. Keep your head hunkered down. And now, how long will folks have to wait if they order stuff from you online?
Well, as long as it takes them to get here, we're ready for them. And again, usually what I do is I do my deliveries on the way home. So if I leave here today, it's Saturday, I'll leave here at 6. You'll have them before 7.
Right. Perfect. All right. There you go.
I got nothing else to do.
No, exactly. All right, my friend, I will cut you loose. Tell folks where they can catch you on the digital side.
209-574 Highway 26, Craig Lee, Ontario, or Sean Kelly on Facebook, which I'm posting all the time, including this beautiful stew that I made last night. I left it for my mother, by the way.
Oh, nice. And are you opening the contest to future listeners?
Of course. We'll do it weekly.
Okay, weekly. So anybody that's listening, take a picture of your freezer, your fridge, send it to whoever.
Radio at odjradio.com. That's an email.
That's it. And if you are the lucky weekly winner, Sean picks you out and prepares a meal out of your fridge, you win $200 worth of meat. There you go. Thank you, my friend.
Enjoy, guys.
You too. Sean Kelly, the meat monger.
Yes.